Welcome to the podcast for Process Intelligence and Performance Management. Thank you very much for tuning in today. My name is Phil Knirk and I am the host of today's episode. The topic today is about the in-memory process warehouse. I'm very excited today to present to you the new PPM version that has just been released in the English version. The exciting new thing about PPM 5 is that instead of being a warehouse that relies primarily on a database, most of the queries and analysis is now being transformed into a in-memory architecture, which brings us a huge leap forward in terms of usability and speed. So very exciting to present that to you today. My topics are quite simple today, so I just want to show a couple of slides and show to you what is new, or talk about what is new, and then go right into PPM itself and demo you the new solution. The slogan for the new PPM version is GIMME 5, which stands for groundbreaking performance, live analytics, rapid implementation, process discovery, and in-memory architecture. The in-memory architecture is what makes most of this possible, especially the groundbreaking performance. We've seen examples of queries that used to take minutes that are now taking seconds. The groundbreaking performance slash in-memory technology also allows live analytics. You can now see several charts on one screen in the PPM system itself, kind of like on a dashboard, but with a lot more features and functionalities, and also much more interactive filtering. We've also added a couple of new features in terms of that will help the implementation of ARIS PPM. So we're always working on trying to make it quicker and more efficient to implement the tool. And of course, the process discovery feature that we always have and that makes ARIS PPM kind of stand out among other business intelligence tools is still there and works just like before. So the key things we now bring is the in-memory architecture, process discovery, rapid implementation, live analytics, and groundbreaking performance. I will now dive into these things in a little more detail. The first thing you're going to notice as a user is the live analytics. That is basically a couple of features that we mean by that. First of all, you have a multi-panel analysis. What that means is that you can have several charts on the same screen in the PPM front end. So there's a button that you can click if you see a chart, and then that will duplicate the chart, and then you can change KPIs, dimensions, and the type of chart you want to represent. So basically, you can represent the same data in different types of view. For instance, you can have a bar chart, and you can have an EPC chart of your same data on the same screen. There's also a new filter bar on the right side, like you can see here. You can basically put any type of dimension or KPI in here and then just click on any part to use that as a filtering. So filtering becomes so much more easier. And you also see on the filter panel the frequency of every dimension value. So for instance, if you have a dimension dealer, you might have dealers in different countries. Below the countries, you might have the cities where the dealers are from. And on the filter panel, you will see how many dealers are in one country and in every city. So you already have a lot more, you have like already intelligence in that filter bar. There's a lot more information on the screen now, and it's a lot easier to filter things and put things together. The beauty of the multi-panel analysis is that it allows you to see dependencies, especially when you combine it with the interactive filtering. The interactive filtering basically means is that you can click on one part in one chart, and then all the other charts will filter to whatever part you've selected. For instance, if you have a bar chart with different dealers, and then you click on one dealer, then all the other charts in your panels will be filtered for that particular dealer. So, for instance, if you then have, you know, some performance charts as well as an EPC chart on the same view, you can benchmark even easier and quicker as you could before by, for instance, selecting good dealers versus bad dealers and then seeing how the other charts change and also how the process view changes. It is going to make just the slicing and dicing and the analytics in general, how you use PPM from an end user perspective, so much more powerful than before. When I saw it the first time, I thought like, wow, this is almost easier than a dashboard, more powerful than a dashboard, and just as easy. So it's like, wow, if you know how to do this, then, or if you use the new PPM front end, you're almost not going to need a dashboard anymore. So let's check out some of the performance differences from PPM 4 and PPM 5. I have a chart here that comes from our development, which has just a couple of different queries that we ran both in PPM 4 and in PPM 5. And you can see that in some cases, a query took a couple of minutes, or here almost 160 seconds, and now runs under 10 seconds in PPM 5. Some of the queries are not that tremendous, but all the queries are faster in PPM 5 than in PPM 4, sometimes just like half as fast or use half the time. Most of the time it's a multiple, you know, up to like hundreds to one basically. Same is true for faster import. The difference there is also pretty tremendous. There are basically parts of the import process that are much, much faster and parts that are take the same amount of time. But overall, all the imports are faster in PPM 5 than in PPM 4. And when it comes to performance, I want to also show a chart that shows how much RAM am I going to need for my data. And we have an example just of different cases where we just tested basically how much RAM was needed. So on the left side, we have a case with 1 million processes, 5 million activities, and 2.7 million relations. Relations are basically metrics that are used by the org analysis. It's not something we use all the time, so this is actually something we only have in the first example. The other ones do not have relations. So here, this example with 1 million process instances and 5 million activities. So on average, one process has 5 activities. PPM itself uses like 1.2 gigabyte of RAM, so something that can basically run on any machine. Another example where we have 1.4 million process instances and 17 million activities. You can see it's almost the same amount of processes, but just a lot more activities. Then we needed 2.4 gigabyte of RAM. So it's not just the process instances, the activities make a big difference as well. We have another example with a little more processes, 3 million and 12 million activities. 3 million processes, 12 million activities, and here we use 5.5 gigabyte of RAM. So now we're basically in the area of kind of a standard small server. And last on this chart, we have an example of 11 million process instances and 51 million activities. And here we used 14 gigabytes of RAM. So this is something that your PC at home cannot handle anymore. You will definitely need a dedicated or a server with more than the standard amount of RAM. But this is still pretty reasonable given the amount of data that we can handle here. Let's take a look at the in-memory architecture And just very briefly, most important thing here is that memory prices have dropped continuously every year, I think for as long as memory has been around. It is now feasible to have servers with a certain amount of RAM available. It's basically affordable to attain servers with a certain amount of RAM. Also, what it allows us to do when we're not on the database anymore, but in memory, is to come up with the most optimal data structure in the way things are stored. There's been a completely new redesigned how PBM is dealing now with data itself and the data structure that allows for fast performances. Let's take a look at the architecture itself, what has changed to PBM4. Not that much, except we have one more thing in our architecture, so to speak, is the in-memory analysis server. So we still have our PBM server, we have our front end, we have our dashboards. We also have our database. And in addition, we have the analysis server, which stores all the KPIs and has a specific data structure for PBM and then in-memory engine. And all the queries are happening in there nowadays, except for the actually processed flows. Those are still stored on the database. And the database also takes care of configuration data, persistence, or in the case that the server is crashing or crashes, so that you have a backup that you can start the in-memory server from. So that's the difference in terms of architecture. So there's just basically an additional in-memory engine running next to the PBM server that is that contains all of the KPIs and the queries happening in there, versus the actual process flow is still stored in the database. So you still, when you are working with EPCs, you are still kind of have to make sure that you're not monitoring hundreds of thousands of EPCs. You know, you got to be depending on your server, need to be in the tens of thousand, probably way below 50,000 in order for any type of like EPC aggregation on the fly to work. If you're still listening to this, that means you're listening to the audio version of the podcast. Unfortunately, I cannot present the demo very well to you in the audio version, so this podcast ends here. However, you can always go to the video version, download the video version, and then see a demo of the features that I've just described. So I will show the multi-panel analysis, the live analytics, as well as the filter panel. Yeah, again, if you want to see that, please just go to iTunes or the Errors community and download the video version of this podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. And look forward to the next podcast episode in about a month.